From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County legislator Lori Torgerson has withdrawn from her re-election bid, saying the county has lost its ethical way. Torgerson, a Democrat, currently represents District 6, consisting of Prattsville, Ashland, Windham, and Jewett. The first-term legislator released a letter to her constituents October 13th, thanking them for their support and explaining her decision not to seek a second term. Torgerson's name will appear on the November 6th ballot on the Democrat and Independence lines. James Torgerson's name will appear on the Republican and Conservative lines. If Torgerson wins the election but declines the seat, the legislature will appoint a replacement. Torgerson was one of four lawmakers to vote against the jail bond resolution in September. Torgerson wrote, and I quote, "The biggest surprise and disappointment of my legislative tenure was the realization that our county is controlled by political insiders from both parties who are not motivated by public service, good governance, or the best interest of Greene County residents. Quite to the contrary, these establishment politicians, in the worst sense of the word, are driven by self-interest, preserving their position in the establishment, and I believe, even more nefarious motives," end quote. Legislator Bill Lawrence, a Republican who represents Cairo and a strong proponent of the new county jail proposal, was critical of Torgerson's comments. He wrote in a statement, and I quote, "Lori's letter seemed to be a combination of sour grapes and a fear of losing. I'm disappointed that Lori felt it necessary to quit 3 weeks before the election, and I am saddened by the venom apparent in her letter. Her contempt of her legislative colleagues was clear, but her disdain for the many residents that she represented in her own district, as well as those in other districts who might have a different opinion than she had, was disturbing," end quote. A link to the full text of Torgerson's letter can be found on the newsroom page at WGXC.org. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting Stewart Shops is recalling some units of its cranberry apple refresher because the drinks may contain undeclared milk. Apparently, 2,300 16-ounce bottles distributed in upstate New York and southern Vermont are being recalled. The company said in an announcement made October 16th, anyone with a milk allergy could experience a serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume the product. The Stewart Shops brand Cranberry Apple Refresher is packaged in a plastic bottle with a silver label and green plastic cap. Affected units have an expiration code of November 19th, which can be found on the neck of the bottle. All other expiration code dates of Cranberry Apple Refresher are not affected by the recall. Those with the affected product are asked to return them to Stewart Shop for a full refund. Information is available at 518-581-1200, extension 2130 during business hours. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Hudson Common Council, October 16th, authorized the sale of a vacant lot to the Hudson Islamic Center for just under $26,000. The city approved the sale of the 0.08-acre parcel located at 255-257 Columbia Street for the construction of a parking lot for the new $1.5 million Islamic Center slated to be built at the corner of Columbia and 3rd Streets in the city's 2nd Ward. The measure was approved on a unanimous vote. Second Ward Alderman Dewan Sarawar said that he and Third Ward Alderman Shershaw Mizan attend services at the Islamic Center, but are not members of its board or part of its leadership. Their vote swayed the 3/4 majority and allowed the resolution to pass. Both Mizan and Sarawar consulted with the city attorney, Andy Howard, before casting their votes, Mizan said. He said, and I quote, "He, Howard, told me there is no conflict of interest and we are not elected officers of the Islamic Center," end quote. The price set for the property was based on fair market value. The lot was assessed at $12,000 this year, according to the Columbia County property records. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. New York is the eighth least politically engaged state, according to a report released October 18th by the personal finance website WalletHub. The site compared 50 states and the District of Columbia to 10 indicators of political engagement, ranging from the percentage of registered voters to participate in the 2016 presidential election to the total number of political contributions per adult. On a scale of 1 to 50, where 1 equals most and 25 is average, New York scored 48th in the percentage of registered voters in the 2016 presidential election, 49th in the percentage of the electorate who voted in the 2014 midterms, and 38th in voter accessibility policies. The state ranked above average in only one category, the quality of the K-12 standards, course requirements, and mandatory assessments for civics in the public schools. The report found the District of Columbia, Maine, and Utah to be the most politically engaged states, while Alabama, Hawaii, and New Mexico were deemed the least engaged. A link to the full report can be found on the newsroom page at WGXC.org. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website. WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.